Jack, you don't know that for sure. I mean, you said it yourself. This guy probably has a dark past we don't know about. I could have talked and possibly helped him. I could have done something, but no, I was too lazy to get up and find him. Jack was getting frustrated with Maggie for not listening to him. Normally, he wasn't that much of a patient person, but he didn't get how Maggie would think that this was her doing. He started to walk away and stay in his room instead of going to class, when all of a sudden he heard a voice in his head, a voice that he hadn't heard in a long time, Sarah's voice. She was telling him, "Stop. Don't walk away from her. She needs you right now. Don't make this all about you like you know you do. Don't give up." He didn't know how her words were suddenly jumping in his mind, but he remembered her always telling him not to give up about pretty much everything. Jack always admired that quality about her, and it never failed to motivate him every time. So he walked back to Maggie.